love of certainties. If you ever took a dull statistics class in college, did not understand much of what the professor was excited about, and wondered what standard deviation meant, there's nothing to worry about. The notion of standard deviation is meaningless outside of Mediocristan. Clearly, it would have been more beneficial and certainly more entertaining to have taken classes in the neurobiology of aesthetics or post-colonial African dance, and this is easy to see empirically. Standard deviations don't exist outside the Gaussian. Or if they do exist, they don't matter and don't explain much. But it gets worse. The Gaussian family, which includes various friends and relatives, such as the Poisson law, are the only class of distributions that the standard deviation and the average is sufficient to describe. You need nothing else. The bell curve satisfies the reductionism of the deluded. There are other notions that have little or no significance outside of the Gaussian: correlation and, worse, regression. Yet they're deeply ingrained in our methods. It's hard to have a business conversation without hearing the word correlation. To see how meaningless correlation can be outside of Mediocristan, take a historical series involving two variables that are patently from extremistan, such as the bond and the stock markets, or two securities prices, or two variables like, say, changes in book sales of children's books in the United States and fertilizer production in China, or real estate prices in New York City and returns of the Mongolian stock market. Measure correlation between the pairs of variables in different subperiods, say, for 1994, 1995, 1996, etc. The correlation measure will be likely to exhibit severe instability. It'll depend on the period for which it was computed. Yet people talk about correlation as if it were something real, making it tangible, investing it with a physical property, reifying it. The same illusion of concreteness affects what we call standard deviations. Take any series of historical prices or values, break it up into subsegments, and measure its standard deviation. Surprised? Every sample will yield a different standard deviation. Then why do people talk about standard deviations? Go figure. Note here that, as with the narrative fallacy, when you look at past data and compute one single correlation or standard deviation, you don't notice such instability. How to cause catastrophes. If you use the term statistically significant, beware of the illusions of certainties. Odds are that someone has looked at his observation errors and assumed that they were Gaussian, which necessitates a Gaussian context, namely Mediocristan, for it to be acceptable. To show how endemic the problem of misusing the Gaussian is, and how dangerous it can be, consider a dull book called Catastrophe by Judge Richard Posner, a prolific writer. Posner bemoans civil servants' misunderstandings of randomness and recommends, among other things, that government policymakers learn statistics from economists. Judge Posner appears to be trying to foment catastrophes. Yet, in spite of being one of those people who should spend more time reading and less time writing, he can be an insightful, deep, and original thinker. Like many people, he just isn't aware of the distinction between Mediocristan and Extremistan, and he believes that statistics is a science, never a fraud. If you run into him, please make him aware of these things.